In France, investors are still reeling from a giant scandal at one of the country's biggest banks. And in our Monday Focus on Technology, we look at the latest revelations about the historic rogue trading incident. The French bank Société Générale recently discovered that a single trader had run up $7 billion in losses. Apparently, the young employee manipulated the computer systems, as Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Some analysts suspect Société Générale's massive sell-off last week as it tried to close out of some $70 billion of fraudulent positions may have actually contributed to the worldwide market slide, a stock plummet that pushed the Federal Reserve to lower U.S. interest rates.
La Société Générale explique que les
the details of the world's largest trading scam continue to monopolize television news coverage in France. Over the weekend, 31-year-old rogue trader Jérôme Kerviel was taken into police custody, where he has been under questioning about the scam. His lawyers claim their client did nothing wrong and was simply trying to earn money for the bank. Société Générale, they say, is using Kerviel as a scapegoat to offset their $3 billion losses in the U.S. subprime mortgage market. This morning in a radio interview, Société Générale CEO Daniel Bouton insisted that Kerviel worked alone.
We have the computer traces of all his operations. We looked at everyone working in his sector. Operations comparable to his were also verified. The security system of the bank was broken by this man, and it is not feasible that anyone else was involved.
Société Générale admitted Sunday that Kerviel's activities had prompted questions from risk managers several times last year, but that it never began an investigation because it accepted the trader's explanations. The bank insists the elaborate year-long ruse was Kerviel's alone and has outlined how he combined several different fraudulent methods to hide his activity and break through three different layers of controls. These methods included using computer access codes of other employees and falsifying documents. But trader Jean Malborne, who works at Paris-based investment bank Global Equities, is skeptical. He says even a computer genius could not perpetrate such massive fraud alone.
Normally, it's not possible you can hide 50 billion euro of position without anybody knowing about such position. I'm very doubtful, and I'm like a lot of guys here, a lot of analysts, about the guy taking the position alone.
The colossal scam and losses are a huge embarrassment for Société Générale. It is also a sting to French pride. French banks have long been leaders in the complex world of equity derivatives. Many say French expertise in the field is founded on a solid teaching in math, finance, and engineering. Tammy Cabage is a former French derivatives trader who wrote a book titled The Art of Trading. He believes that it is exactly the French trading house model that may have allowed Kerviel to get away with it alone.
There is an unbalanced hierarchy between the back and front offices in France that doesn't exist in Anglo-Saxon trading houses. The front office has too much power here and the back office not enough. There are times when the back office doesn't even have access to all the information, and the employees in the back offices aren't traders by profession, and this is a problem.
Under French law, Jérôme Kerviel must either be released today or officially charged and placed in front of an investigating judge. A Paris prosecutor today has asked for preliminary charges of forgery, breach of trust, and fraud. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.